Erev Shavuos, Erev Kabbalas HaTorah, and Nushim Tzidkuniyos come together to be mechazik themselves, to make a hachuna for Kabbalas HaTorah. So the theme of today's drusha is the Gemara Masechtas Bruchas. The Gemara tells us, Nushim B'mai Zachyon, which we could loosely translate to say, what is the role of a Yiddish mama in today's day and age? What is the role of the Nushim Tzidkuniyos? They don't have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what is their role, especially coming up to Kabbalas HaTorah? So we all know, B'shas Kabbalas HaTorah, the Rabbi Shem gave us Tariag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs. But the Mefarshim ask a gewaldige kasha. It's not possible for any person in Klal Yisrael to keep all the 613 mitzvahs. There are some mitzvahs which only apply to Kohanim. There are mitzvahs which only apply to Levim. There are mitzvahs which only apply to a king. There are mitzvahs which are only for men. There are mitzvahs which are only for women. There are mitzvahs which are only nogeya in Eretz Yisrael. So how can any Yid in Klal Yisrael possibly keep all the Tariag mitzvahs? Zuk the Chot Kivir Rebbe in his Sefer Ginza Yisrael, and this vault is brought down in many Sforim. This is what Rebbe Kiva meant when he said, V'ahavta l'reicho kamoicho zeklal gudol batoira. V'ahavta l'reicho kamoicho isn't just one single mitzvah. It's a klal gudol batoira. Because when there is a harvest Yisrael, when Yidden are together ba'achdus, then the mitzvahs which one Yid does is attributed to his fellow Yid. They are all shitfim, they are all partners together. It's a joint effort. V'ahavta l'reicho kamoicho, through a harvest Yisrael, is through that zeklal gudoil batoira. Before Yaakov Avini was nifta, he called together his 12 sons, Heosvi v'agidu lachem, and he told them to come together. I want to speak to you. I want to give you a brucha. If he called them all together, you would think that he's going to speak to them all together and give them one joint message, one joint brucha. However, we look in the pusik, we see clearly it says, Vayevorach oisom, ish asher kirbichu soy, beirach oisom. He gave each shevet its own individual brucha. What he said to Shevet Reuven wasn't what he said to Shevet Shimon. And what he said to Shevet Shimon wasn't what he said to Shevet Levi, and so on. Asks Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if so, why did Yaakov Avini call them all together? But he didn't speak to them all together. Each one he spoke to individually. So why did they all have to be there to hear if he wasn't speaking to all of them together? Zuk Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, a gewaltige yesod. Achdus isn't like some people think, that everybody is doing the same thing. If you hear an orchestra playing, you'll realize that the beauty of the sound of the orchestra comes dafka because they're not all playing the same instrument. If they'd all be playing only violins, if they would all be just banging drums, or would just be playing a harp, it wouldn't be as geschmack as when you have a variety. The beauty and the sound of an orchestra comes dafka because you have various different instruments. Some are playing high, some are playing low. You have flutes, you have string instruments, all various type of instruments. And together, it makes a beautiful harmony. Harmony comes dafka from the variety, but they are all working together for the same goal. They're not playing the same instruments, and they're not even playing on the same level, in the same same tune, it's playing the same tune, perhaps, but not the same, whatever. And this is what brings about the beauty, the harmony of the orchestra. Zugrib Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's why Yaakov Avini gathered all the Shvutim together. He wanted them all to hear that the message which he's giving to Reuven is a different message and a different brucha to what he's giving to Shimon. And what he's giving to Shimon is not the same message which he's giving to Levi. But together, Klal Yisrael, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, that's how comes the Achdus, and this is our Avodas Hashem. Al Derech Zeh explains the Sfornoi in the very beginning of Parshas Bahaloischo. Yidden stood by HaSinai and they said, Nase V'nishma. L'choyre, Yidden, why this answer in Lushan Rabbim? Nase, we will do, V'nishma, and we will listen. They should have, each and every Yid should have said, Ese V'eshma. What's Nase V'nishma? Zuk the Sfornoi, a gewaldige Pshat. Nase means Kiloima, Bein Kiluni, Nashlim Kavanusoi. Between Nase, between all of us together, Zwischen alle Jeden zusammen, is Nase, we will ensure that we will do and we will perform the Rutzon Hashem. It's not Ese, I've got to do it all. It's Nase. We will do it. Between all of us together will be done the Rutzon Hashem. And this is the avoida of Kabulas HaTorah. That's why when the Yidden came to HaSinai, state in the Pusik, that they stood there, Vayichan Yisul Neged Ahor, says Rashi, Ke'ish Echad Belev Echad. They were standing there with total and pure Achdus. Why there especially does the Torah have to tell us that they stood there ke'ish echad, belev echad? Because this is how the Yidden were mekabel the Torah. I can only keep the whole Torah, I'll only have the schis of all the 613 mitzvahs if there is a harvest Yisrael, if we work together in harmony, each person doing his part, doing his chalik. So Nushim Sekudius asks the Mura, Nushim b'may zachyon. So what is the role, Taka? What is the chalik? What is the part that the Nushim Tzidkunios should be doing? Some years ago, I was in Yishalayim, and I went to speak to somebody, made a meeting with him in one of the hotels in Yishalayim. And whilst I was waiting downstairs in the lobby to meet him, a lady came over to me, and she said to me, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. She says to me, I'm here, I've come on a tour of the Holy Land, I come touring, and we're going around seeing and so on. And our tour guide, a lady, she said to us yesterday that she wants to give us a taste of authentic Yiddishkeit, authentic Judaism. So she's going to be taking us tomorrow to a shul, and we're all going to get a talis and a tefillin to put on, and we should have the real thing. So this lady obviously didn't know very much, didn't understand very much. She says to me, I don't know, it doesn't sit right with me, it doesn't feel right. But our tour guide said it's not a problem, there's no issue, no issa, no halacha, you can't. So she said to me, tell me, is it the right thing or should we not be doing this? So I said to her, tell me, does your tour guide, does she cover her hair? Does she go with a shaitel or a tichel? So she said, no. I said, oh, that's very interesting. She wants to give you a taste of authentic, real Judaism. So why doesn't she start with that mitzvah, which applies to ladies, before she goes looking for some other mitzvah, which doesn't really apply to ladies? And I told as follows, there was a famous rabbi, Reb Moshe Hagun, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik v'Kudosh Levrucha. In Igus Moshe, he was asked this shala about women who want to put on tzitzis. Is this allowed for ladies to wear tzitzis? So he says a gewaltige yesod, and he writes as follows, We know in the history of Klal Yisrael there were certain Nushim Tzidkuniyos who did wear talis and tefillin. But, says Rav Moshe, today we are faced with a new type of movement, a movement of equality, that for some reason there are women, for one reason or another, they feel themselves somehow inferior to men. They feel their role is inferior, and therefore they fight women's liberation to come along and assert that we are not inferior in any way. And therefore they want to wear talis and tefillin. If men can do it, we can also do it. Zuk Rav Moshe, people who wear talis and tefillin for that reason, mikivin she'einoi lekavuna l'shem shemayim, ela mitzad tarimus al Hashem yizbuch val terusoi, because she's got a grievance, she's annoyed that she feels she's being discriminated against, ein ze masa mitzvah klal ela adarabah masa issa. So I said to this lady, if your tour guide is not even covering her hair, obviously she doesn't understand what real authentic Yiddishkeit is all about, and therefore her kavuna isn't correct, and therefore it's forbidden to do so. And Rav Moshe carries on and he says, really, and he wants to address this problem, that there are women who do feel this way. He says, it comes just literally from a lack of knowledge, and a lack of understanding in the role of a Yiddish shemama. And he says, we see in many places in Psikim and in Chazal, where the Torah, where Chazal are meshabeach women even more than they are meshabeach the men. And therefore they have no reason at all to be upset. They have a different role. And it could be their role, in a way, Chazal is meshabeach their role even more than the role of men. So what is this role that we are speaking about? B'shas Kabbalas HaTorah, very interestingly, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Koisoima leveis Yaakov v'saged l'znei Yisroel. And we know Beis Yaakov refers to the ladies. So who does Rabbeinu Shloim say one should address first? Not the men. Koisoima leveis Yaakov. First Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to all the women. This is what this Ma'amid is about. This is a kinnis of Nushim. This is how it was B'shas Kabbalas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Koisoima leveis Yaakov. The question is, why does Moshe Rabbeinu speak to all the Nushim before he speaks to the men? Shteitim Medrash Rabba, Loma lenushim tchila. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu speak to the women first? Shehem mizdazois b'mitzvois. Because women are eager to do mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it would be easier to convince the women. Once he's convinced the women, the men will also listen. But first, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, I have to speak to the women. Shehem mizdazois, they are zrizois. They are eager, they want to do the mitzvahs. And as always stated in the Sefer Chaim, from Rabbeinu Chaim, the brother of the Maral Prague, also on the same pusik, Koisoim leveis Yaakov, Tzibbe ledaber el hanushim tchila. Moshe Rabbeinu first spoke to the women, She'isha HaToiva, a good lady, he Sibba LaToira. She is the one who brings about the Kiyam HaToira. She Yechoyle LaHamshech as Beno LaBeis HaMedrash. Because she's the one who knows how to speak to her son and to persuade him, go to Shiel, go to Davening, go to learn. Lefi Shehi Metziya Babayis, she's at home. The husband's out all day, whether in Koilil or working, so he doesn't interact as much with his children as the mother, the Akeres Habayis. V'hima rachemes ulov bekame mine gagiyim, says Rabbeinu Bechaim, the mother has her motherly love to the child, which she knows better than the father. How lahamshich oizachalim et menirov, v'gam kiyaskin lo yusa mimena. In English, there's a famous saying, behind every great man stands a great woman. However, we see here from this Chazal that this English saying is totally wrong, like many of their sayings. They just understood the goyim, that it's behind every great man stands a great woman. But from the Pusik, from the words of Chazal, we see it's in front of every great man. In front of every great man stands a great woman. It's the woman who she's the one that she is mezarzois, how to be able to nurture her husband to learn Torah, how to nurture her children to learn Torah. And as I state another Masa in Medrash Rabbah, state Masa bechusid echad shahoyi nusi lechasida achas. The Medrash tells us there was a chusid, a greiser tzaddik, who was married to a greiser chasida, a greiser tzaddikus, and they had to get divorced. And they said, "Einuni ma'ilin kosh baruchi klim, the way we are, we're not doing anything for Rabbeinu Shloilem." And they went, both of them, and got remarried. Tells us the Medrash, this Ishot Tzidkunis, she went and she married a person who was a Rosha. And this Chusid Echod, this Tzaddik, went and married a woman who she was a Isha Risha. She was an evil and bad woman. So what became of these two Tzaddikim, the Chusid and the Chasida, the Tzaddik and the Tzaddikas? Tells us the Medrash that this man, the Tzaddik, who went and married an evil woman, she corrupted him and he also became a Rusha. What happened to this Isha Tzaddikas, who she went and she married a bad and evil man, a Rusha? She came along and she made him into a Tzaddik. Says the Medrash, from this we learn out, Shahakoil min ho'isha. Everything depends on the wife. It's the wife, she has the koyach to make her husband into a tzaddik. And the wife, she similarly, unfortunately, has the koyach to make her pure and righteous husband into a rosha. It all depends on who the wife is. And this is why Shteitin the Mefoshim, although it's difficult to understand, this is why Yaakov Avini was punished. Al Shemuna Dino Me'esov. Yaakov Avini was punished. He didn't allow his daughter Dina to marry Esav Harusha. All the Mefoshim asked, tell me, if you would be suggested such a son-in-law for your daughter, would you allow your daughter to marry somebody who's a Rosha, Kal v'choyma, Esav Arusha? Now, zogen the Mefoshim, as I state in the Rishonim, that Dina possessed the ability to be able to make Esav into a tzaddik. This was the koyach of Dina. Yaakov Avini, however, was still worried. He was worried, I can't just be mafkin my daughter and let her and hope and that she'll be matzliach. He was too worried, he didn't want to allow it to happen. But if Dina would have married Esav Harusha, she would have been able to make even such a Rusha, like Esav Harusha, into a tzaddik. One of the greatest of the Tanoim we know was Rebbe Kiva. Chazal tell us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to be mekabel the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlom showed Yaakov Avini all the future generations. And when he came to Rebbe Kiva and the Rebbeinu Shlom showed Moshe Rabbeinu who Rebbe Kiva was and the greatness of his Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbeinu Shem, you have such a person, why don't you take him to give the Torah? Moshe Rabbeinu felt, he was taka unav mikaludam, but he didn't say this about anybody else. About Rabbi Kiva said, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shem, you have such a person, he should be the one for you to give over the Torah through him, not through me. And we all know the beginnings of Rabbi Kiva. Who was Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva was somebody who not only tells Chazal that he was an Am HaOretz, but he was a soine Talmidei Chachomim. Not merely ignorant, he hated, he was repulsed. He couldn't stand somebody who learnt Torah. This was who Rabbi Kiva was. And who was the one who was responsible, who made Rabbi Akiva become the great Rabbi Akiva? In the words of Rabbi Akiva himself, Shaliva Shalachem Shalohi. Everything which I am, everything which I became, is only due to Rabbi Akiva. In a Medrash Hagudel, tells us in the Tesanta Masa that we know Rochel, Eishes Rabbi Akiva, told him, I will marry you if you go to learn in yeshiva. Shaita Medrash, Rabbi Akiva said back to Rochel, Halo Yisachaki Olai, everyone's going to laugh at me. Shani ben Arboim Shuna, Ve'eni Yodeya Klim. Imagine the scene, let's picture the scene. You have a yeshiva, whether it's yeshiva katana, or let's say it was yeshiva gadoila, a yeshiva, you have Bukhrim sitting there, 17 years old, 18 years old, 19, 20, the alter Bukhra from yeshiva, he's 25. And one day walks in this fellow called Akiva, Arboim Shuna, just about got a couple on his head, and he wants to learn Torah. Said Rabbi Akiva, they're all going to laugh at me. I think you've got the wrong address. You need to go down the road to the Cheder. That's where they're learning Aleph Beis. Here, this is a yeshiva gedoyla. V'mezitzem lent Gemura, Rashi, Toises, Rishoinim, Achroinim. You've got the wrong address. You've got to start from the Aleph Beis. Said Rabbi Akiva, they're all going to laugh at me. So what did Rochel do? Rochel came along, tells us the Medrash. She took a chamoya, and she took a plant, and she somehow put this plant with soil, grafted it to the top of the back of the chamoya, and she said, watch what's going to happen. The chamoya walks down the street in the marketplace, and everybody sees this tree growing out of the chamoya, and they laugh. They've never seen such a scene. A tree growing out of the chamoya? Says the Medrash, went back again the second day. Again everybody laughed. Came back the third day, nobody laughed anymore. They'd already seen it yesterday. They'd seen it the day before. The third day was already boring. No one was interested. Nobody laughed. Kach omraloi. She said to her husband, Luma toira hayoim yisacha kiyolecho. Learn today. They'll take a laugh. Lamucha, the second day, yisacha kiyolecho. They'll also laugh. Yoim shlishi, you come the third day, they'll already be used to you. Min hogoi kach. Miyad hulach v'yushuv eitzel melameti noikas. Straight away he went to sit there by Ataka melameti noikas, the great Rabbi Akiva. He went to learn in cheder by the melameti noikas. He wasn't able to go to yeshiva. He came to little cheder with all the 3-year-old little kinderlach learning aleph beis. That's where Rabbi Akiva came. This was who Rochel was. Hagun Rav Falk Zecher Tzadik Levrochel from Gateshead said a gewaltige, gewaltige vort. Everybody knows the famous vort of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. After 12 years, Rabbi Akiva comes home with thousands of his Talmidim. He's about to go into his house to meet his Rebbetzin Rochel after 12 years. And he overheard how one of the neighbors says to her, oh, your husband gone off, left you for 12 years. And she said, if he would listen to me, he'd go for another 12 years. With that, he turned around and he went straight back to yeshiva. A very, very difficult story to understand. Why did he not come in and meet his wife and sit down? What would have been so gefährlich? He would have come in and spoken to her. It's not a lesson which we and our madregas can really understand. Chaim Shmulevitz famously said, from here we learn out that 2 times 12 doesn't equal once times 24. It's not the same. You make a hefsek, it's not the same. Again, a difficult lesson on our madrega to be able to understand. Rav Falk Zecher Tzadik Levrocha said a different word. And he said as follows. Rabbi Akiva knew, he felt, his whole hatzlucha, where he had got to in Torah, was only due to his wife's Rochel. Not just merely her convincing him to go to yeshiva. But do you think that when Rochel sent him off to yeshiva and she packed his bag and she'd go to yeshiva, that's where her input stopped? Rochel every single day got up in the morning. She opened the Tehillim and she davened, please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, I was makriv a korban, I've sent away my husband Akiva to go and learn yeshiva. Please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, give him a harvest Torah. Give him Yerushalayim. I want he should become a Talmud Chochem. That's why I married him. Please, Rabbi Nishlalim. And when she davened, she said, Ovina v'rachmon amarachem. Rachem uleini, v'semili beini bino, lehovin, lehaskil, leshmoya, lilmoid, lelamid. She davened with such kavuna. Rabbi Kiva felt those tefillas. Rabbi Kiva felt the tefillas of his wife. She's davening for his hatzlocha. This is how he became the big Rabbi Kiva, the great Rabbi Kiva. This was the tefillas of Rabbi Kiva. Now, after 12 years, Rabbi Kiva's come back with thousands of Talmidim. His wife, Rochel, is going to see him with all those thousands of Talmidim, and she'll say, Baruch Hashem, my tefillas have been answered. Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha to this great husband, the great tzaddik, the great Tana, the Heilige Rabbi Kiva. So what's she going to do? She's no longer going to daven anymore with that same kavuna, with that same intensity. She's going to feel, Baruch Hashem, my tefillas have been answered. Rabbi Kiva, however, knew fully well he had still a long, long way to go. He felt he wasn't yet there. He didn't want that his Rebbetzin and Ruchel should stop davening. He didn't want that she should see how he looked. She didn't want that he should that she should see all those thousands of Tamidim. She should carry on davening with the great Kavuna. So this that we have Rabbi Kiva, this is the schis of Ruchel, the wife of Rabbi Kiva. And this is what Chazal tell us, b'schis nushim tzidkuniyos, Nigali Avisaini b'Mitzrayim. It wasn't for the men, it wasn't because of the men. It was only the Nushim Tzidkuniyos. This is what Chazal tell us. Purim, who was the one who performed the Nes of Nes Purim? This was Esther Hamalka. Chanukah, this is Chisfin Yehidis. Malchus Beis David, we're coming up now to Shavuos. We only have a Dovid HaMelech because of the Mesiris Nefesh of Riz HaMoyavia, and so on. It's a beautiful story from the Lublin Rov, Rav Meir Shapira. Who has achieved a greater revolution in Limud HaTorah, in the Olam HaTorah, more than Rav Meir Shapira, the Daf Yoimi? As we are all aware, and the Achdus as well, which this has brought in Klal Yisroel. But who was the one who was responsible? Who was the one who caused Rav Meir Shapira to come along and announce the Daf Yoimi? Rav Meir Shapira himself told over that was in the schis of his mother. Rav Meir Shapira, as a yingala, he was only 6 or 7 years old. It came before Pesach, it was in the year Tufresh Nin Dalad, was a young, small child. His mother told him, Meir, after Pesach, after Yom Tov, we have employed a Melamed to come and teach you Torah. In those days, the Melamed used to come to the house and move into the house. We've employed a Melamed and he's coming Isri Chag. Isri Chag, Motzi Yom Tov, you're going to be starting to learn with your Melamed the first time. It came Isri Chag in the morning, on the afternoon, whenever it was. And they're waiting and waiting for the Melamed to turn up. He doesn't come. He's not here. Rav Meir Shapira said his mother was standing by the window. She stood by the window, looking out the window. Perhaps he's coming. Why is he not here? We've employed the Melamed to learn with our yingala, with Meir. And today's day one, he's got to learn. And he doesn't come, and it's getting later and later in the afternoon. And she's very worried. And she says to her son, who knows? Efsha, he's backed out. Efsha, we didn't agree to pay him enough money, although they weren't rich. And she said to son, to Meir Shapira, we had to exert ourselves. But Efsha, for Azar Groyser Korban to be Zoicha to a child, we didn't offer him enough money. So Meir Shapira said to his mother, Mommy, don't worry. He probably is coming. He got delayed. He'll turn up tomorrow. He didn't come today. Nishgefelech. Nothing happened. The world won't go under because he didn't come today. He'll probably come tomorrow. He got delayed. And when he said these words, his mother started to cry. And she said, Meir, but what will be with today? Today he'll never come back. We'll have missed out on this day. And he said, Mommy, it doesn't matter. Morgen is auch ein Tag. And she said, no, but what will be with today? And then Taka this Malamed, sometime later, turned up. Said Ramay Shapira, I never forgot my mother's tears. My mother standing the whole afternoon by the window, looking, where's the Malamed? Who's going to teach my son Torah? And she's crying, and she's saying, this day can never be replaced. This is what gave me the chashivas to understand. We can't allow a day to go by without learning Torah. So who was the one whose chis it was that the whole of Klal Yisrael today is united across the world learning Daf Yomi? This was the mother, the mama from Rav Meir Shapira. This is the koyach of the Nushim Tzidkuniyos. This is their chis. This is the Nushim B'mai Zachion. Their role is to instill into their children. Their role is to instill into their husbands Ahavas HaTorah and Yiras Shamayim. You know, there is a brucha which all ladies make. And us men, we don't say this brucha. We've never said it. In my life, I've never said this brucha. But all the ladies say it every single day. Every morning in Birchas HaShachar, the ladies say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, She'osani Kitzoinoi. Now, I've never said this brucha, not even once. So why is it that all the ladies make this brucha and we don't make it? What does it mean? Shteitim in the Sefer Yeshias Yaakov, this was written by one of the Gedolei Aposkim from a few hundred years ago. He was Reuven Lemberg, Yaakov Ornstein. Zuk der gewalti gewalt. We know Chazal tell us on the Pusuk, it's written in Parshas Bereishis, when Hashem came to create Udom Harishon, states in the Pusik, Nasa Udom Betzalmeini Kidmiseini. Nasa Udom Lusher Rabim. Let us make man. Fregen Chazal. Us? Who's the us? It's only the Rabbi Mishlim. Tell us, Chazal, that before the Rabbi Mishlim created Udom Harishon, he went to speak it over with the Malachi Hashuras. If they are maskim that one should create Udom Harishon. The Maluchim, many of them weren't so happy on the idea. Shulam Oma Al Yivra. Shul, the Maluch of Peace, said, no, we can't create him. Shekiloi Ketuta. Man, full of machloikis. He gets up to no good. And so on. Emes said, the Maluch of Emes, of truth, Al Yivra, can't create him. Shekiloi Sheke. So, it didn't go so smoothly. But the Rabbi Shem overruled them, and here we are today. Zuk Dishis Yaakov, this was by the creation of Udom Harishon. However, when it came to creating Chava, the Rabbi Shem didn't consult the Maluchim at all. Why did he consult the Maluchim? Only about Udom, but Chava, he didn't consult them. Zuk Dishis Yaakov, because when it came to Chava, there was no need to consult the Maluchim. The Maluchim had no problem with the Nushim. They had the problem with the men. Shekiloi Ketuta, Shekiloi Sheker. This is unfortunately the problem, and that's why we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Berusi Yetzahura, Berusi Torah Tavlin. But the Nushim, there was never a problem with them at all. Therefore, the Rabbi Yishim didn't need them to ask the Malachi Ashuras. Zuk Dishiyas Yaakov, that's the pshat in the brucha, she'osani kitzoinoi. The Rabbi Shem has created the women kitzoinoi exactly as his rootsum was. Masha Einkein, when it came to the Udom, it wasn't just kitzoinoi, because there were those who were opposed to it. So this is the mala of the Nushim Kitzidkunios. They have this ability to be able to be mashpia on their husbands and on their wives. The Heilige Rishna said, this is what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, Eze Isha Kshera. Who is considered a Isha Kshera, a Kusha woman? Says the Gemara, She'oisa Ritzoin Bala. Somebody who does, she listens, she performs the wish of her husband. That's the Pusha Pshat in the Gemara. Said the Heilige Rishna, a different Pshat. Eze Isha Kshera. You know who's the Isha Kshera? Ha'oisa, There was macht ritzoim bala. Sometimes you have women who know, sometimes you have men, I'm sorry, who they have no roots in. They can't be bothered. They'll just leave me alone. They're not in the mood. They don't want to know. They don't want to hear. You know who's the Isha Kashira? Her oisa, the woman who knows how to make her husband have a rutsun. Her oisa ritzoim bala, she makes the husband have a rutsun. Like Aishas Rebbe Kiva, she made him have this rutsun. He had no rutsun. She was the one who gave him to have a rutsun. I want to finish off with one final word. What we're going to say in Yitzhak Shem and Shviyas, we're going to line Megillas Ris. It's written in Megillas Ris that when Ris asked Boyas to do Yibam, steht in the Pusik, if Boyas Ula Hasha, Boyas went to sit by the entrance of the city, Vayushav Shom, Vehine Hagoyel Asha Dibba Boyas. Boyas explained to Ris that he's not the first in line to do Yibam. There's somebody else who's got to do Yibam. Who is that? Somebody who's a closer relative. What's the name of this person? Steht in the Pusik, Vayoyme Sirish Shavo, Poi Ployni Almoini. It's Ployni Almoini. And Rashi explains his name wasn't Ployni Almoini. Says Rashi, Ployni Almoini means his name has been hidden from us. We're not told what his name is. I once heard a vort as follows. Why does the Pusik not tell us the name of this person? He just told it was Ployni Almoini. Hidden name, we don't know who. So let's just see what happened. Ris comes along and she asks that she wants to marry this person to Yibim with this person who is the closest relative. He says no, Penashche says Nachlusi, don't want to do it. She marries Boyas. From Boyas comes out Dovid HaMelech. From Boyas and Ris come out Shloima HaMelech. From them will come out Mashiach ben David. So look, wos hat Boyas zoiche gewein, wos hat er rangehabt. Now, can you imagine this other fellow today who could have done Yibim and he missed the boat? He just, I don't want, not, don't feel comfortable. He could have been that person and he missed it. Tells us that Pusik, you know who this person is? He's Ployni Almoini. A nobody, Mr. Nobody. He missed that amazing opportunity. He could have been the one to do Yibum with Boyas, for from him will come out Dovid HaMelech, Shloima HaMelech, Melech HaMashiach. And he missed it. Ployni Almoini, as geblieben a Ployni Almoini, is geblieben a nobody. Many times in life, we are given opportunities. We are given opportunities. And we decide, not in the mood, do it another time. Let somebody else do it. Doesn't have to be always be me. For Boyas to do Yibam was also not so straightforward. We find in Chazal, it wasn't so easy for Boyas to do Yibam. And in fact, Boyas actually said to Ris, I can't even do Yibam without first getting the permission from this other relative. So the Pusik tells us, it just happened that the Goyal, this Ployni Almoini, happened to be walking by. How did it happen that he just happened to be walking by? Steht im Medrash, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Boyas Usa Eshaloi. Boyas did what he, the best that he could do. Veris also saw Eshalo. Ris did the best that she was able to do. Venomi also Eshalo. And Naomi did the best what she was able to do. O Makadosh Baruch Hu, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, Af Ani Ese Eshali. I will also do my part. You've done your part, and he's done his part, and she's done her part, says Ribbono Shel Olam. If everybody's done their part, Af Ani Ese Eshali. I will also do my part. Omer Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, Afila Hoye B'Sofu Olam. Even if this Ployni Almoini would have been the other end of the world, Hetisa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yaviel Lashom, the boy would have brought him in. Shlo Yehi Oisa Tzadik Yosef Mitztam Etoich Yeshivoi. And this same Lushan we find in Parshas Bamidbar. When the Rabbi Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go and count all of Klal Yisrael, and the Levim had to be counted be Ben Chodesh from 1 month old, says Moshe Rabbeinu, how can I count all the Levim from 1 month old? Am I expected to go into the houses and look at the babies in the cot and start counting them? Heichani nichlas techoleim, ledas minyan yon keim, umlekesh borchi asei atoshelcho. You do your best, va'ani esheshli. Tells us the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu went and he stood outside each and every house of the Levim. Vashchina makademes lefunov ibaskel yoitzes. And Abaskel went out and said, so many children, so and so many children are in this house. Sometimes a person feels, I know, I want to, I'd like to, halavai, I could, I can't. It just doesn't work, never get there, never manage, I've tried before. However, from here we see, if we do our part, the Rabbeinu Shlalom will do his part. And that's again the story of Rabbi Akiva. So the Rabbeinu Shlalom Taka Helfen, we should all be Zoicha, Emirat Hashem, to be Mekabel the Torah, Metoich Simcha, Metoich Hachova. We should only hear Yeshias and Nechumas, and Emirat Hashem Bekurev, we should all be Zoicha to come together in Yishlaim Yirakoydesh, Bebinyan Beis Hamikdash, Bemheirav Yomeini, Omein.